Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series, Spiritual Authority. In this series, you will learn the authority that Christ has given to you. Join us for this series. It'll change your life. Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series on Spiritual Authority.
欢迎大家今天收看我们好消息这个属灵权柄系列。
And in this session, we want to teach you the practicals of exercising spiritual authority.
今天这一集我们要谈的是一些来操练我们属灵权柄的很实际的方法。
So for those of you who are first, this is your first opportunity to see the series.
那如果今天各位有一些人是第一次收看我们这个节目
，Let's just give a few of the high points of what we've covered so far.
那我们很快的花一些时间来做一个复习。
God is the source of authority, spiritual authority.
首先，神是一切属灵权柄的源头。
So all authority comes out of Him.
所以所有的权柄都来自于他。
God is also the source of spiritual power.
那神也是一切属灵能力的源头。
And when God made the original man,
所以当神起初创造了亚当，创造人。
When God created Adam and Eve,
就是亚当夏娃。
He had an assignment for them.
神就给他们任务。
Something for them to do.
要让他们完成。
He gave them a mandate. He gave them a command.
给他们一个命令。
Be fruitful and multiply and subdue and have dominion.
那个命令就是要生养众多，遍满地面，并且治理全地。
He gave them a territory, an area of land called the Garden of Eden to exercise their dominion over.
那他们所要治理的地方就是神量给他们的领域地界，那个就是伊甸园。
So God's design for man.
所以神对人的一个计划是
is we would have a relationship with Him.
首先我们要与他建立关系。
And like a son with his father.Extend the business of our father or the kingdom of our father in the earth.
那就好像我们与他是父子之间的关系，然后在这个地上来去显出、来运行出他在天上的那个国度。
And when God spoke to Adam and Eve,
当神对亚当夏娃说话
，He told them cultivate the garden.
他就命令他们要来好好的来经营管理。
The area God has given you responsibility, cultivate it.
所以神所量给你的那个属灵的领域，你要好好经营管理。
He also told them to protect it or guard it.
然后神又吩咐亚当夏娃要看守园子。
So God knew there'd be a spiritual enemy would seek to enter the garden and take away everything beautiful that Adam and Eve had.
既然是要看守保护，表示神早就已经知道会有邪灵恶者会进来伊甸园，要破坏亚当夏娃的工作。
And we realize that when Adam and Eve stopped listening to the voice of their father and listened to the voice of the devil, they lost their authority and it was used against them.
我们又看到，当亚当夏娃没有听他们天父，也就是神的声音，而只是听魔鬼的声音，他们就失去所有的属灵权柄。
We also saw how Jesus came as the Son of God and the Son of Man.
后来我们看到耶稣，他以神子和人子的身份来到地上。
And he came to represent the Father.
他来代表天父。
So he walked in submission and obedience to our Father in heaven.
在地上的生命完全是顺服于天父的权柄。
And wherever he went, he demonstrated immense spiritual authority.Authority and power.
他所到之处都彰显出极大的权柄和能力。
Cast out demons.
赶鬼。
He healed the sick.
医病。
He commanded the environment.
然后来命令整个环境。
Spoke to the wind.
对风说话。
Spoke to the seas.
对海浪说话。
Did creative miracles.
然后行神迹。
The supernatural power of God flowed like a river through him.
在神身上超自然的大能透过他自然流露。
He exercised authority over all the works of the devil.
他在所有一切的事工上面运行出、彰显出属灵权柄。
He lived under authority,
所以他活在这个权柄底下。
And he exercised spiritual authority.
然后他也运用出这个属灵权柄。
We saw at the end of his ministry,
我们看到耶稣他最后的侍奉。
How Jesus died on the cross as our representative.
他代表我们死在十字架上。
Thereby removing the legal rights and authority the devil had been given by Adam.
因着如此，所以他从我们所有罪人身上拿走一切魔鬼的合法权利。
Jesus paid the full price for our sin.
耶稣为我们的罪付了一切的代价。
So we could be forgiven.
好让我们被赦免。
And regain our authority in Christ.
夺回在耶稣基督里的一切权柄。
So Jesus gave a mandate to the church.
然后耶稣就给教会一个命令。
A commission to the church.
这是对教会的一个差派。
A command to the church.
也是一个命令。
He said, all authority in heaven and earth is given to me.
耶稣说, 天上地上, 所有一切权柄都交给我。
Now I commission or command you to go forth.
所以现在我要差你们出去。
And these signs will follow those who believe.
那凡是相信我的人, 就有神迹随着他们。
So we have a mandate to advance the gospel.
所以我们有一个命令是要出去传福音,
make disciples of nations,
然后让万民做耶稣的门徒,
and also to minister the power of God.
同样要释放出神的大能。
So every believer now joined to Christ has a measure of spiritual authority.
所以每一个藉由在耶稣基督里成为信徒的人都有这种属灵权柄。
When we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we have a measure of power.
当我们从圣灵受到这个洗礼的时候，就得到一个某些程度的能力。
And we need to learn to exercise our authority and flow with the power of God.
所以我们要学会怎么样的操练，运用出属灵权柄，释放出神的大能。
And we saw how we're designed for that.
那我们前面也都看到我们怎么样的受造。So
every believer has something uniquely God called you to do.
所以我们谈过，每一个信徒都从神那边受到一个很独特的计划。
Every believer has their own assignment.
每一个信徒都有你自己的一些任务。
Something uniquely you're called to do.
是神特别呼召你去做的。Every
believer is given authority to represent Jesus Christ in that area.
每一个信徒都在你蒙召的那个领域里做耶稣的一个代言人。Every
believer is given manifestations of the Spirit to help them become profitable.
那每一个信徒也蒙召从神那边获得权柄，要能够在他的领域里面能够来兴旺起来。So
God has commissioned every believer.
所以神已经吩咐差派每一个信徒。And
He's given us a territory, a sphere of influence to operate in.
然后他给我们有一个 就是影响力的范围，一个领域。So
how do we exercise spiritual authority in that territory, that sphere of influence?
那接下来我们要看怎么样在这样的一个范围之内、领域里面来发挥我们的影响力。Let
me give you an example of it from my own life.
我先拿我自己来做一个例子。
And then let me share with you just some practical keys on the exercise of spiritual authority.
那从这个例子，我们来看一些实际的方法，怎么样帮助我们自己操练运行。
It's not something complex or difficult, it's quite simple.
其实它一点都不复杂困难，是很简单的。
Some years ago, before I was called into full-time ministry,
在许多年前，神呼召我进入全职侍奉。
I taught in high school.
在这之前，我是在高中任职。
I taught physics and maths and science.
那个时候我是教物理、数学、科学。
The physics class was very small.
那但是我们的这个班级很小。
Very few people did this subject.
那来选这个课程的人更少。
And I taught it at the senior most level.
那我那时候教的都是高年级。
So I began to pray and ask the Lord for wisdom how to become productive in the classroom.
所以我就开始为我来求神，给我智慧，让我能够在这些高三学生身上能够有这个生产力。
What could I do in the classroom that would draw and attract new students in?
让我的课程能够很有效率、有吸引力，来帮助他们学习。
And how could I be effective in working with them?
而且让我能够与这些高中生能够对他们产生这样的影响力，我的工作有果效。
The Lord gave me some strategies on what to do.
后来神就给我一些策略。
And one of the first strategies was this.
那第一个策略就是,
it was to exercise spiritual authority in the classroom.
就是在教室里头，我就要来去运用出这一个属灵权柄。
This was a secular classroom, so there's no religion or Christianity able to be expressed openly there.
这只是一般的普通的学校，不是所谓的基督教的学校。
So this is what he explained to me.
所以神他就来告诉我怎么做。
Your classroom and all the students who come into it are your assignment.
神首先他先告诉我说，所有进来选修你这个课程、坐在教室里的学生就是你的领域。 这些人呢，这个教室里就是我量给你的领域。So
I've given you a sphere of influence.
所以这个就是你的影响力范围。
I've given you an a territory within the school.
那你在这个学校里面的一个范围。 那你就有这些学生。
That you can influence.
是你可以去影响的。
And he said, this is what I want you to do.
所以接下来主又说,
I want you to assert spiritual authority.
我要你来释放出这个属灵权柄。
Over all of the students coming into the class that you teach.
让所有进来修你课程的学生。
Not over them personally, but over the spirits that trouble them.
不是针对每一个人释放，而是进来的整个用一个
He told me the majority of them are not believers.
神也告诉我, 这些学生大部分都不是基督徒。
And they're tormented by evil spirits.
而且很多人受邪灵折磨。
So he says, I want you to do this.
所以神他就说
I want you in your classroom every day.
每一天在你的教室里。
I want you to pray in tongues.
我要你先方言祷告。
Pray in the language of the spirit.
就是用灵里的语言来祷告。
Pray in your supernatural language.
用你这个超自然的语言祷告。
And worship me in your classroom.
然后在你的教室里先来敬拜我。
And invite my presence to come.
然后邀请我的同在进入你的教室里。
I have authorized you to invite my presence.
我已经授权给你，让你邀请我的同在进去。
Is I want you to lay hands on the seats.
那我要邀请你，我要你也去为。
Because different students will sit in those seats.
每一个椅子来按手祷告。
And I want you to assert spiritual authority.
然后向每一个座位来释放出这一个属灵权柄。
Bind every evil spirit that enters the room.From troubling that child.
然后也捆绑任何一个进入到教室里要折磨这些孩子的邪灵。
Because I've given you authority over evil spirits.
因为我已经给你权柄，能够胜过所有邪灵。
And many of them can't study properly.
那很多这些小孩，他们没有办法好好念书。
Because they're troubled by spirits.
因为是受邪灵折磨。
So I want you to bind every evil spirit when these coming into this room.
所以接下来我就要你来捆绑所有进入到教室里的邪灵。
And I want you to loose or release.Peace and blessing into the room.
那接下来你就要来向你的教室释放出从我来的祝福。
So you notice that in speaking to me in that way.
所以当我明白神来这样子来吩咐我。
The Lord identified my territory was the classroom and all the students that would come in there.
所以首先是你看到神他让我认出神量给我的领域。
And I had authority in that classroom.
然后让我知道在这个教室里我有权柄。
To bind or forbid to operate all evil spirits.
我就能够捆绑进入侵犯侵入到这个教室里的所有邪灵。
And release peace and blessing upon the students so they would prosper.
然后向这些所有的学生来释放从神来的平安和祝福。
So I did that every day.
所以每一天我就照做了。
I would go in early before everyone arrived.
我会在所有学生进教室之前就先进去。方言祷告。
Invite the Spirit of God to come.
然后邀请神的灵进来。
Then take authority now of everySpirit coming into the room.
然后用权柄来捆绑所有的邪灵。
To forbid their operation.
然后禁止他们任何的工作。
And release blessing.
然后再来释放祝福。
And release peace.
释放平安。
So I did that every day.
每一天我都这么做。
And that was one of the strategies the Lord gave me.
因为这个是主他给我的一个策略。
He gave me two other strategies as well.
那主又给我另外两个策略。
One concerning creativity and teaching.
那另外一个是关于教学的一些创意。
And the other concerning the way of relating to the students.
那另外一个是怎么样和学生建立关系。
So I wondered whether this was having any effect.
那我后来就开始就不断地去想说到底这一切带出什么样的结果。
I personally didn't feel anything much at all.
老实说，刚开始我个人没有感受到什么改变。
But one day the Lord gave me two indications.
可是有一天，神就让我看到两个记号。
That this had a major effect.
那从两个事情上面就看到有很大的影响力。
A teacher was taking a study class in my room.
那其中就是有一个学生，他有一个老师也来我的教室旁听。
Why is your room so different?
他说：“为什么我到你教室，我感受到一些不太一样的地方？”
I asked, "What do you mean?"
我说：“这是什么意思呢？”
She said, "Well, I pray and I take study classes and many different classes in the school."
那这个老师他就说：“我会特别选了这个学校里面一些课程进去里面旁听。”
Students often talk, and I have to work to settle them down.
因为我会发现有很多学生在课堂上爱讲话，我就必须让他们安静。
But this room's different.
可是你的教室不一样。
Every time I come here, it's different.
每一次我进来这边旁听。
I said, "How is it different?"
我就问他哪里不同。
He said, "Well, it's very peaceful here."
他说这里面一进来就觉得很平安。
And the students settle down.
学生也很安静。
And the students work.
而且学生都认真念书。
And I'm able to get a lot more done myself.
那所以我就好像就很容易的就可以完成我的工作。
Why is it so different in this room?
他就问我说为什么你教室这么不一样。
I said, "I don't think you really want to know the answer."
我说你绝对不会想听到我的答案。
He said, "No, no, no, tell me, tell me."
他坚持一定要知道答案。
And I said, "Well, this is what I do."
我就告诉他我做了什么。
I pray and worship God.
我说我会先来祷告敬拜神。
I invite the presence of the Spirit of God to come.
邀请神的灵进来。
I take authority over spirits that trouble the child.
然后用权柄来捆绑所有折磨孩子们的邪灵。
And release peace.Into the room and blessing on the students.
然后向这些所有的学生释放平安和祝福。
And I could tell she was shocked.
我当然看得出她非常惊讶。
I said, "You don't believe it, do you?"
我就说你不相信，对不对
？But you have told me it works.
但是我从你的口中我发现真的是有果效。
A little while later, I was standing in my classroom.
那过了没有多久，有一次我站在我教室里。
And two girls walked by the room.
那就有两个女孩子呢从这个教室旁边走过。
And they said to me, Sir, what's wrong with your room?
他们就说，哎，老师，你的教室不太一样。
So I said, what do you mean?
我说这什么意思？
He said, this room is a strange room. It's the strangest room in the whole school.
他们说这两个学生说，你这个教室是全校里头最奇怪的教室。
Said, Why is this a strange room?
我说为什么最奇怪？
And they said, well, every time we come past the door of this room, we begin to shake.
因为每一次我们只要经过你教室，一走过这个窗旁，我们就开始发抖。
I said, really?
我说真的吗？
I've never seen shaking before.
我说我从来没有看到。
I was just a very young believer.
他们是非常年轻的信徒。
Please come in.
他们刚刚信主。
And when they came in, the shaking was visible.
他们一进来之后就很明显的就开始。
Sure enough, they're shaking.
他们就整个人就开始在发抖。
And I realized immediately why they're shaking.
我后来才发现哦，我知道原因了。
The presence of God is in this place.
那是神的同在充满我的教室里。
This is a classroom, a physics classroom.
这是一个一般的在学物理学数学的教室。
But the presence of God is here.
但是神的同在就在里面。
And something in them is reacting.
然后他们感受到了就有反应。
I said, "Were you girls? Have you been involved with evil spirits?"
我后来就问这两个女孩子。我说你们有没有接触过邪灵
？They said we have.
他们说是的，有接触过。
Said, well, what's in you is reacting to the presence of God here.
我说在你里面的那个邪灵，他会感受到神的同在，所以就有了反应。
The room doesn't look any different.
这个从外观看没有什么不一样。
But the spirits in you know the presence of God is here.
但是在你里面的邪灵认出神的同在在这里。
And I prayed for them.
后来我就为这两个孩子祷告。
The power of God touched them.
神的大能触摸他们。
And they were set free of those tormenting spirits.
他们马上就从这个折磨的邪灵得到释放。
They gave their lives to Christ.
他们就把生命交给耶稣。
And we started to see many young people give their lives to Christ.
后来我开始看到很多的孩子就把生命交给耶稣。
So I continued to pray.
我就继续的为我的教室祷告。
Take dominion over the spiritual atmosphere.
然后用权柄来制服。来掌管整个的教室。
Continually ask God for creativity.
然后也不断的来求神给我创意。
And the ability to relate to the students.
然后给我能力，让我能够和孩子们建立关系。
And God brought a favor over me.
然后让神的恩宠充满我。
And all of the students started to become very successful.
后来我看到我的每一个学生，他们的这个课业都很好。
And the classes grew and grew.
然后也看到这个我的这个修课的学生也一直在增加。
Until almost all of the senior school went to my classes.
到最后几乎所有高三的学生都会来修我这一门课。
Instead of two small classes, now I had about six that were all full.
本来我一个礼拜好像只有教两班课，但是到最后就变成六堂课。
So I was able to be productive and fruitful in this area.
换句话说，也在我所授课的这一个项目里头，我变得非常的有效率、有果效。
I had another man came to me one day.
那有一天呢，有另外一个男人来找我。
And he said to me, "I'm quitting my job."
他就跟我讲说，我要辞职不干了。
I said, "Why are you quitting your job?"
我说你为什么要辞职
？What do you do?
你是做什么的
？Well, I work in a factory, and he said the atmosphere is so bad and the language is so bad.
他说我是在工厂上班，然后每一天都是听到他们在讲脏话。
So I said to him, "Are there any other Christians there?"
我就问他，那你工厂里头有没有其他的基督徒
？He said no.
他说没有。
I said, "Well, I can't believe that God wants to take the only representative He has out of that place."
那我就告诉他说，我很难想象神他会把他唯一放在那个工厂里的一个代言人，然后要把他带走。
I said, "Why don't you do something about what's happening there?"
所以我就鼓励他说，能够用换另外一种思考模式。
He said, "What can I do?"
他说，那我该怎么做
？I said, "You can pray."
我说，你可以开始祷告。
God has given you spiritual authority.
神已经给你属灵权柄。
You can become a blessing to your business.
你可以成为你工厂的一个祝福。
So I said, "Here's what we'll do. I'll come down with you."
那我就告诉他，我会陪你去你的工厂。
And we went into the empty factory.
那我们就去到没有人那时候没有人上班的工厂。现在。灵里面方言祷告
began to worship God,
开始敬拜神
and we exerted our authority to invite the Spirit of God to come.
然后开始释放我们的属灵权柄，邀请神的同在临到。
We spoke and took authority.
然后我们说出话语。
I took authority over the spirit of cursing and a number of other things.
然后用权柄来捆绑所有这些骂脏话啦等等各种不同的邪灵。
I forbade it to operate.
然后禁止他们在运行。
And we call peace into the workplace.
然后释放平安。
We call blessing upon the workers and the work that they did.
释放祝福到所有来上班的人。
And then we left.
做完了我们就离开了。
A week later, he came to me in church.
那后来一个礼拜之后，他来教会。
He said, "I can't believe the change."
他说，你知道吗，牧师，我没有办法想象看到的这个改变。
We've just had the very best week we've ever had.
他说，我们这一个礼拜非常的棒。
Our production was the highest.
这个生产力是最棒，有史以来最棒的。
And there were no big problems and issues with staff.
然后在这个所有工人、员工当中也没有任何问题。
Said, well, God has called us to assert the spiritual authority He's given us.
我就告诉他说，其实神呼召我们的时候，就要我们释放出属灵权柄，要来制服一切邪灵。
And create environments where the Spirit of God can touch people.
能够营造出一个属灵的氛围，让圣灵能够来改变人的生命。
I had one other man come to me.
后来又另外一个人来找过我。
And he said, I've got a massive problem in my marriage.
他就说，哦，牧师啊，我的婚姻真的是触礁了。
And he described the problem.
他就开始行，他告诉我这个婚姻的问题。
And it seemed as though his wife was full of fear and anxiety.
那听，我听出来就是他太太好像长期活在很大的恐惧底下。
And that she asserted a control over the whole marriage.
那这样这种恐惧的邪灵整个掌控了婚姻。
He was forever trying to keep her happy and keep her pleased.
所以这个丈夫一天到晚都是忙着，就是想着要怎么样让他太太开心起来。
I said, well, your wife is dominated by a spirit of fear.
那我就告诉他说，你的太太是受到这一个恐惧之灵的这个影响。
And the way of managing that is to try and control the relationship.
那这一个呢，最后就会要来掌控你们的婚姻。
So I said, the first thing is you need to repent.
所以我就告诉这个弟兄，首先他要先悔改，认罪悔改。
You need to face you have compromised.
那为什么要认罪？就是你要承认你已经违这个妥协。
You have let go of all spiritual leadership.
就是你放弃了你所有的属灵权柄。
The Bible says the man is the head of the woman.
那尤其是做男人的是婚姻里面的头。
So you have allowed this to operate in your marriage and you've never stood against it.
所以你自己就已经先放弃了在家中这个做领袖的这一个位置。
So he asked me, well, how do I do that?
所以他就问我，那我该怎么做？
I said, well, the first thing is you need to reestablish your connection with God.
我告诉他说，首先你要先重新恢复你和神的关系。
You need to repent ofabandoning your spiritual leadership.
然后你要向神认罪悔改，你放弃了你自己的属灵权柄。
It's no use blaming your wife and someone else.
你不需要向太太或其他人来解释这些事情。
If you want your authority reestablished again,
如果你要恢复你的属灵权柄
you need to deal with your own failure and take responsibility.
那是你要自己来面对你的失败，你的错误。
So I encouraged him, take responsibility.
所以我就鼓励他要自己要扛起责任。
I have tolerated this in my marriage and in my family, in my home life.
然后向神来承认说，是的，神，我在我的婚姻里面我妥协了。
Ask the Lord to forgive you.
然后求主来饶恕你。
And then step back up again.
那你再重新站起来。
And take up the responsibility He's given you.
拿起神给你的这样的责任和权柄。
Said authority is always connected to the responsibility God gave you.
所以我又提醒他呢，这个责任和权柄永远是相伴相随。
And he said, I'm happy to do that. What do I do next?
他就说，好，我很愿意这么做。那接下来呢？
Well, I see now you need to assert spiritual authority.
那我就告诉他，接下来第二步就是你要释放出你的属灵权柄。
I'm not talking about trying to tell your wife what to do or finding faults with her.
那我当然也解释，就是说这个不是叫回去开始直接跟他太太正面冲突。
I'm not talking about blaming her for the problems you have.
也不是回去怪他。
But rather, I want you to step up and as the head of this marriage,Take authority over spirits that trouble her.
而是你要在神的面前能够开始起来，拿起神给你的属灵权柄，这个做头的一个权柄。
He said, "How do I do that?"
他就问我，那具体到底怎么做
？I said, "First of all, you need to stand in your identity as a believer."
我说，首先你要先回到你自己是一个信徒的身份里。
Secondly, you need to stand and assume the responsibility God gave you.
然后第二，你要很认清的去意识到神给你的属灵权柄。
And when you do that,
当你这么做。
From the authority of that, you can speak to the spirits, and they will submit to you.
从你意识到的这样的一个属灵权柄，你就能够去释放出来，去制服邪灵。
So each day he got up.
所以每一天他早上起来。
Would pray in tongues, pray in the spirit.
他就会先在灵里面方言祷告。
He would worship God.
会敬拜神。
Invite the Holy Spirit to come into his home and marriage.
然后邀请圣灵进到他的家中，他的婚姻里。
And he stood and took authority.
然后他会开始站起来，然后来拿着他的权柄。
I stand in my role as husband and head of this household.
他会宣告出来说，我今天我作为这个婚姻的这个这个头，这个家长。
I bind every spirit operating against my wife.
我要来捆绑所有一切来抵挡攻击我太太的邪灵。
Every spirit of fear and anxiety.
所有一切的忧虑焦虑还有恐惧的灵。
I bind your operation.
我要捆绑你们的工作。
And I command you to release my wife.
然后我命令你们要离开，从我的太太身上离开。
And I encourage them to do that for 21 days.
那我就鼓励这个弟兄要持续21天，天天做。
I said, if you step up to and begin to engage with the spirit world with the authority you're given,
那我就告诉他说，当你开始能够这样很意识的去做这样的事情，
you will know almost straight away because there'll be a conflict taking place. take place in the spirit.
那我也提醒他说，当你开始每一天很实际的去做的时候，你会看到，你会感受到那个属灵的抵挡。
He called me the next day.
就没想到隔天就打电话来。
He said, "You're right. There is a conflict. I got sick almost immediately after I started praying."
他说，牧师，你说的没错。我一开始做了没有多久，马上就生病了。
I said, "That's not sickness. That's a spirit of infirmity."
我马上告诉他说，这个不是你不是真的生病。
Rebuke it, and it will leave you.
那是一个孱弱的灵，你只要斥责他就离开。
Persevere in your praying.
然后你要坚持的祷告。
About 10 days later.
十天之后。
He said, "My wife's having a breakdown."
他就跟我讲说，他说牧师啊，我太太崩溃了。
I said, "No, she's not having a breakdown."
我告诉他说，太太没有崩溃。
The spirits of fear that helped hold her life together have now been broken off her.
那个其实是一直在捆绑辖制你太太的恐惧的灵，他现在要开始离开。
Feel the reality of unresolved conflicts.
那因为要离开，所以你的太太开始感受到这样的一个很真实的矛盾。
We will come and pray with her and help her.
所以我就告诉他说，我们会到你家里面来服侍你太太。我们就看他太太得到一个很棒的释放。
They began to walk together properly as a husband and wife.
那这一对夫妻就被恢复，开始一起同心合意。
She began to submit to his leadership.
那他也真正的这个太太完全顺服在丈夫的权柄底下。
The whole dynamic of their marriage has changed.
整个婚姻完全改变。
Spiritual authority is real.
所以属灵权柄是真实的。
When you don't have it, demonic spirits act unstopped.
你没有属灵权柄，邪灵你怎么赶也赶不出去的。
When you do have it,
可是当你得到了
and assert it,
那你释放出来
demonic spirits are subject to you,
邪灵就要来顺服你
and the situations you have responsibility for begin to change.
那神托付给你交给你去负责的事情就会开始改变
because the power of God is released into them.
那是因为神的大能就透过你来释放出来
We're going to have a break now.
我们待会休息一下。
But join us in the last part of the session.
请你再回来收看。
And we'll share with you some of the practicals of how to go about doing this.
回来之后，我们要来谈到一些很实际可行的操练的方法。
Welcome back to Good TV, and welcome to our series on spiritual authority.
欢迎大家回来继续收看我们今天所探讨的属灵权柄。
In this session, we're talking about how to exercise spiritual authority.
我们在这一集要谈的就是怎么样的能够操练运用出你的属灵权柄。
In the first part of the session, we shared with you just some stories of people exerting spiritual authority and the outcomes.
刚才我们谈到一些实际的例子，让你能够去看到，我们怎么样的能够来向人释放出属灵权柄。
So we want to now give you what some of the practical keys are.
所以接下来就要来跟大家分享一些实际的一些方法。
Everything in the kingdom of God is really quite simple. It's not complex.
首先我们要知道，所有一切关乎神国的事情，其实都很简单，不复杂。
So let me give you some keys and how you assert spiritual authority.
所以现在我们来谈一谈一些很实际可行的方法。
The number one is to be born again and to know that you're a child of God.
首先，当然第一个，你必须是一个重生得救的基督徒。
If we are a child of God,
如果我们是神的儿女
we are joined one spirit with Jesus Christ.
那我们就和耶稣基督一起在圣灵里与神合一。
We share in his victory.
我们就会分享他的得胜。
We share in his authority.
也分享他的权柄。
So being joined to him,
所以与耶稣连结
we have the right to represent him.
那我们就能够来做他的代言人
，and speak on his behalf，
然后为他来说话。
Secondly, and we've shared this already，
那这个第二点就是我们前面讲到的
，we need to submit，
就是我们必须顺服。
Submission is an attitude of heart，
这个顺服在乎的是心态
，that expresses itself in how we respond to those over us。
它其实表达出的是我们对于那些在我们上面的一些有权柄的人的一个态度。
In James 4 and verse 7。
在雅各书四章七节
，Submit to God，
讲到说你们要顺服神
，Resist the devil，
勿要抵挡魔鬼
，He will flee from you，
他就必逃跑。
So notice this that the first is right positioning。
所以我们看到顺序，第一个是一定要有一个正确合一的位置。
To submit to God，
顺服神
means to voluntarily place ourselves under His leadership and direction。
指的是我们主动的选择，愿意把自己放在一个降服于神领这个领导的位置底下。
It's a military term.
所以这是一个军事用语。
It's like being a private in an army and you have a sergeant who's over you.
那就好像在军队里头，我想这个做这个弟兄男士们都知道你们有各种的不同的兵位阶。
If he gives you a directive, you follow it.
所以只要是在你上面的人，他给你命令，你就必须顺从。
Can you imagine a battlefield?
那你可以想象在这个战场上。
And the sergeant gives a directive.
那如果这个上尉给你一个命令。
And the private begins to say, I don't know whether I want to do that or not.
那底下的人就说，哦，我不确定我要不要听你的话。
I don't think I agree with you.
啊，我不同意你的命令。
It would be a disaster.
那你想这场仗怎么打下去呢？
The enemy would overcome them quite quickly.
一定很快的就被仇敌给消灭了。
So in an army, people are trained in obedience.
所以在部队里头，他们都受到一个很好的训练，要顺服。
They're trained to listen to the voice of the superior.
他们受训就是要顺服上面的权柄。
And to respond immediately with obedience.
而且一接到命令，马上就要执行出来。
Not to argue with them over whether they agree with them or not.
没有任何讨价还价的余地。
So the same works in the realm of spiritual conflict.
那来到遇到这个灵界里头也是一样。
To submit to God,
顺服神
means to yield to His leadership in our life.
指的就是在我们的生命当中要降服于神的这个领导。
As we saw earlier on, it also means to yield to delegated authorities.
那我们也谈到这个顺服神也包含了要降服于神所拣选在我们生命当中上面的权柄。
So we need to know our positioning.
所以我们要知道认出自己的位置。
If God speaks to us and says, do this or do it that way,
那当神对我们说话，叫我们做这件事情怎么做
do what he says to do.
你就照着神的吩咐去做。
So we need to have a submitted heart that's quickly ready to obey.
所以我们的心也是要随时要顺服，然后能够马上采取行动。
And the Bible says, if we have that submitted heart to God,
那圣经就讲，当我们的心是这样的顺服
then when we resist the devil, he's got no grounds to stand, he must yield.
那个时候只要我们起来抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就一定会逃跑。
To resist the devil means to stand actively and oppose him.
所谓的抵挡魔鬼，他讲到的是一种很积极性的来抵抗魔鬼的作为。
And we'll see in a moment that means to make commands to him.
那待会我们就会讲到那个会讲到来命令魔鬼。
So our next key is to listen to the voice of God.
那下面一个就是讲到我们要听神的声音。
In John 5 and verse 19 and 20.
在这个约翰福音的第五章十九二十节
the things the Father shows me, that's what I do.
耶稣他很清楚讲到说父所指示我的事情我才去做
So when we have a problem or a situation,
所以当我们遇到一个困难一个状况
we need to ask the Lord to show us how to deal with it.
首先我们要求主向我们显明怎么处理
So worship is always a key part of that.
那当然在整个状况里头很重要的一件事情是敬拜先敬拜神
and we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit.
邀请圣灵同在
We ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us and show us how to act, what to do.
让圣灵来告诉我们要怎么处理，怎么面对
And we need to submit to God.
然后知道了之后要顺服
In the last session, I shared the story about the husband struggling in his marriage.
在上一堂我有分享到有一对夫妻他们婚姻的问题
But he had failed to assume spiritual responsibility.
那但是那个丈夫他没有认清楚他的这个属灵权柄。
The reason our lives are in such a mess.
那很多时候你会发现我们的生命出很多的问题。
Is because we failed to assume responsibility.
是因为我们没有抓住我们的属灵权柄。
And then blamed others for the mess that came.
所以我们开始就怪其他的人。
So your territory, you must take responsibility for it.
所以你一定要先认出你的属灵的领域。
Bring it before the Lord.
然后要用你的属灵权柄带到神的面前。
Ask him for his directions.
然后求神来给你指示，给你方向。
Praying about the classroom.
那我也讲到我在这个学校里头祷告。
The Lord gave me directives what to do.
那神很清楚告诉我该怎么做。
And I have learned from those directives.
那我就从那个当中学到很大的功课。
How we can step up and assert spiritual authority.
就是怎么样的能够来去释放出属灵权柄。
So Jesus' authority flowed out of listening to the voice of the Father.
那我们也看到耶稣他是从听见天父的声音，然后走在这个权柄里头。
So spiritual authority.Is exerted by verbal commands.
所谓的这个要释放属灵权柄，它很实际的是靠我们释放出话语。
Let me read for you a couple of examples.
我们来看几段的经文。
In Acts chapter 3.
首先是在使徒行传。
3 through to verse 7.
第三章从第三节到第七节。
And there was a poor man or beggar, crippled outside the temple.
首先在前面有讲到说有一个瘸腿，他也是一个乞丐。
And verse 3, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked some alms from them.
他第三节就讲说他看见彼得、约翰要进殿，就求他们周济。
And Peter fixed his eyes on him.
然后彼得呢就定睛看着他。
And he said, look at us.
那彼得就说看看我们。
So Peter somehow was attracted to this man that day.
所以首先我们看到是 这个人被彼得吸引。
Now you have to understand, probably that man had been there all through Jesus' ministry.
那他们这个人，他可能有注意到这些人一直跟着耶稣在服侍。
And they'd gone in and out of the temple, never doing anything about this.
但是后来就发现了彼得他们，这个他们常常进出这个圣殿，却没有做任何事情。
But this day was different.
可是这一天不一样。
No doubt he felt the impression of the Holy Spirit.
就是不仅呢，这个他。感受到圣灵的这个感动。
So he said to man, look at us.
而且彼得还说，就命令叫他看着他们。
And he fixed his eyes on Peter.
所以这个人就留意看他们。
And he was expecting to receive something from them.
而且指望得着一些东西。
So there was an attitude of expectation.
所以他有一个期待的态度。
And Peter said this to him.
那彼得就说，
Silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.Rise up and walk.
他说金和银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately the feet and ankle bones received strength.
他于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。
And he leaping and walking and entering the temple with them, he was walking and leaping and praising God.
就跳起来，站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。
So you see spiritual authority at work.
所以我们看到这个地方的属灵权柄。
No doubt Peter had walked past him many times.
那我们相信彼得他进出了好几次。
But this day he sensed he needed to do something.
可是这一天他感受到他该做一些事情。
He said, "What I have, I give to you."
所以他就说了，我身上有什么我就给你。
So he had heard.The voice of God.
所以第一个，他听见神的声音。
And he made a command.
然后就发出命令。
I command you.
他说我命令你。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
是奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
Rise up and walk.
你要起来行走。
So he gave a verbal command.
所以他很清楚地给他命令。
Expecting something to happen.
然后期待要有神迹发生。
And then he physically assisted him up.
然后接下来他就伸出手把他带。
And the man rose up as the power of God was released.
这个当这个人起来的时候，神的大能就释放到他身上。
Let's look at an example of deliverance.
再看另外一个释放赶鬼的这个例子。
In Acts chapter 16.
这是在《使徒行传》第十六章。
And verse 16 through to 18.
从十六节到十八节。
It came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain slave girl who had a spirit of divination met us, and she brought her masters much profit by fortune telling.
十六节，后来我们往那祷告的地方去，有一个使女迎着面来，她被巫鬼所附，用法术叫她主人们大得财力。
And this girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation."
她跟随保罗和我们，喊着说，这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。
And she did this for many days.
她一连多日这样喊叫。
And Paul, greatly grieved, said to the Spirit, "I command you."In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her.
保罗就心中厌烦，转身对那鬼说：“我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。”
And the demon came out immediately.
那鬼当时就出来了。
So spiritual authority must be exercised by verbal command.
所以我们看到属灵的权柄一定要透过我们说出话来才会释放。
You must speak commands.
你一定要说出命令。
Look what Jesus taught in Mark 11.
我们再来看耶稣在马可。福音第十一章的教导，马可福音第十一章
，verse 23,
22, 22节。
Have the faith of God.
在马可福音第十一章二十二节。
For surely I tell you that whoever says to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart that the things he says will come to pass, then those things will be done.
二十二到二十三节，他说：“我是你们当信服神。这个信服讲说要相信神。我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说‘你挪开此地，投在海里’，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成
了。” The word says or speaks is used three times.
那在这个地方看到，总共用了三次说你要说
，say to the mountain，
你要对这个山说
，speak to it。
对他说话。
Jesus spoke to things.
那耶稣他都会对一些事情说话。
The whole spirit world is listening.
所以整个灵界都在听。
Many of us live unaware of a spirit world.
可是我们很多人都活在一个没有认知到这个灵界存在的状况下。
But it's all around us.
可是整个灵界就在我们周围，而且都在打开耳朵
听。So when you speak into that spirit world,
所以当我们开始对灵界说话
，knowing the spirits are listening,
知道这些灵都在听我们说话
，they will respond.
他们就会有回应。
So to assert authority,
所以当你释放这个属灵权柄， 你一定要说话。
You've got to use your voice.
你必须用你的声音。
And make commands.
然后发出命令。
That's how spiritual authority is asserted.
那这就是你释放属灵权柄的方式。
The spirit world cannot resist or can't just ignore you.
那一旦这么做，这个灵界没有办法来忽略、轻视
你。When you speak as the representative of Jesus Christ,
当你作为一个耶稣基督的代言人说出话来
，demons will hear you.
那魔鬼一定会听见你。
And they must respond to you.
而且一定要有所回应。
So Jesus spoke to sickness.
所以耶稣也会对疾病说话。
He commanded the sickness like it's living.
那命令疾病就好像这疾病是活生生的东西，命令它出去。
He spoke to evil spirits.
他也会对邪灵说话。
He spoke to them as though they're living spirit beings and commanded them to go.
那就好像那个邪灵是活生生的，在他面前就会命令他们出去。
He spoke to the wind.
他也会对风说话。
He spoke to a tree.
然后对树说话。
He spoke to dead people.
对死人说话。
Lazarus, come forth.
他说拉撒勒出来。
So when Jesus spoke,
所以当耶稣说话
when he was ministering, he spoke commands.
当他在服事的时候，一定会说话，发出命令。
So we can command peace into a household.
所以我们就知道，我们可以命令我们的家中要充满平安。
But notice you need to speak.
但是你要知道，你要说出话来。
Not doubting in your heart the words that you speak.
你说出来的时候，就不要怀疑你所说的话。
So we speak as God's representative.
所以我们要知道，我们就仿佛是代表神在说话。
We speak in Jesus' name.
然后是奉耶稣基督的名说。
And we expect that what we say will happen.
那接下来就要期待我们所说的就必成就。
We saw the deliverance in Acts chapter 16.
我们也在使徒行传十六章看到这样的一个释放赶鬼。
Paul spoke to the spirit.
刚才看到保罗对邪灵说话。
I command you in the name of Jesus Christ.Come out.
他说我奉耶稣基督的名命令你出去。
That spiritual authority being exercised.
那这个属灵权柄就被释放出来。
Notice he used this statement.
那我们看到他这么说的。
In the name of Jesus.
他说我奉耶稣的名。
Now, what does that mean?
那这个是什么意思呢？
It's not just some little magic thing you put on your prayer and hope that that'll make it work.
先搞清楚，不要认为说这好像是一种魔咒，一种这个咒语一样，说我只要说这句话就有用。
It's not some magic formula to get prayers to work.
它也不是一种好像特殊的法力，只要说出这一句话就一定会产生效果。
When Paul said, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ,
当保罗他那个时候说我奉耶稣基督的名命令你出去，
he's really meaning something like this.
他的意思是什么呢？
I stand as the personal representative of Jesus Christ,Who has already conquered you?
他的意思是说，今天我要作为一个耶稣基督在这地上的一个代言人。
And I issue commands as if he was issuing them through me.
那我现在就作为他的一个代言人，释放他已经胜过的这个权柄。
The Jesus of Nazareth who defeated you is now commanding you come out.
这个已经胜过你的拿撒勒人耶稣基督，我奉他的名，现在命令你出去。
So in the name of Jesus.
所以他才会说我奉耶稣的名。
Means you are speaking and acting as his representative.
这个意思是说我很清楚的知道我是作为耶稣的一个代言人在做这件事。
A policeman or a bailiff might come to you and command you in the name of the law.
那比方说一个policeman.
Yeah.
比方说一个警察呢，他可能他会说他我奉主的名。
He's not coming in his own authority.
那这个意思是说他是他不是凭他自己的权柄
过来。He's coming as the representative of the government of Taiwan or whatever country.
那这个警察来的时候，他代表的他一定会说的是什么？他代表是我们台湾的一个这个警力。
So he's saying as a representative of the law or the nation's authority.I'm commanding you to stop or do this.
所以当这个警察他命令你停下来的时候，这个在路上停下来，就意思代表是说我代表这个国家所给我的权利，然后我就要命令你停下来。
So if we're going to exercise spiritual authority,
所以当我们开始来操练运用我们的属灵权柄，
we need to know we're connected to Him.
我们一定要知道我们与神是连接的。
Have a vibrant relationship with Him.
与他是有关系的。
Two, we must submit or place ourselves under him.
那当然，我们就必须顺服在他的权柄底下。
Under his authority,
在他权柄底下
means to be surrendered to obey his will.
意思是说，我们要完全顺服神的旨意。
It means bringing our life into divine order.
也是要让我们的生命放在神的这个命令底下。也要为我们任何一切的罪悔改。
It requires we speak a verbal command.
那也代表说我们必须要说出话来。
Speak into the spirit world.
要对灵界来说出话。
Speak and command the spirits.
然后命令邪灵出去。
speak and command and direct them.
说出话来，命令他们出去。
You may add on in the name of Jesus Christ.
那你这个时候就加上奉耶稣基督的名。
When we say in the name of Jesus Christ,
所以当我们知道我们说奉耶稣基督的名。
It's not a magic formula.
这绝对不是某种特殊的法力。
I'm acting as his representative.
而是知道我确实是代表他。
I command you to come out.
我就能够命令你出去。
And then the next thing we need to do is recognize we must expect a response.
那接下来就是我们要期待一定会有回应发生。
There's got to be an act of faith.
所以一定要有我们的这个信心产生出来的行为。
In Mark 11:24 says, believe that those things you say will come to pass.
就是刚才读的马可福音十一章二十四节说，你要相信你所说的必成，它就必成就。
So when you assert spiritual authority,
所以当你释放属灵权柄，
it needs to be strong.
你就必须要很你清楚明确的，要带有能力的。
It's to come from within.
要从你里面发出这样的能力。
With an expectancy, you'll do something.
然后带着期待。
Not a pleading or please do this, please do that.
而不是那种好像苦苦的哀求的态度。
There's a confident expectation.
而是你满怀着期待。
You will respond to me.
知道说这个邪灵一定会回应你。
Demons can pick that up.
那邪灵他一定会听到。
They recognize if you have authority.
他只要你带着权柄，他们就会看出来。
That authority flows out of our connection with Jesus Christ.
那你要知道，这个权柄是发自于我们与耶稣基督的关系。
And time in the Word of God.
而且花时间来与神相处。
Because you'll find as you have time in the Word of God,
当你发现你花时间来读神的话，
you begin to see what is available to us,
那你就会开始更多的明白我可以得到一些什么能力。
And faith begins to grow in your heart,
那这个信心就会增长。
That God will back up His Word.
那神他就一定要为他的话语负责。
The angels listen to His Word.
那天使也会听神的话。
The angels hearken to the voice of God's Word.
天使是很注重在听神的话语的。
Demons hearken to the voice of God's
Word. 就连魔鬼邪灵也都会听神的话。
Our circumstances will hearken to the voice of God's Word.
包括我们人生的各样的环境都会听神的话。
The whole spirit realm around us
整个在我们身边的灵界
yields to God's Word.
也都必须顺服神的话语。
Because God stands behind His Word.
因为神绝对会为他的话负责。
So when we become immersed in the Word of God,
所以当我们被神的话语所充满，
and see what is available to us,
然后知道神为我们预备了什么供应，
we begin to grow in our boldness.
那我们的胆量就会不断的增长，
and grow in our authority.
在权柄上增长。
And so we spend time worshiping the Lord.
所以当我们花时间敬拜主，
out of that worship, we become sensitized to His presence.
那当我们这样子敬拜主的时候，就会对他的同在越来越敏锐。把我们的生命交给神。
Then we can begin to command our day.
那个时候就可以开始对我们的命令发出
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
对我们的时间发出命令。
I speak to this day.
我就说奉耶稣基督的名，我命令这一天。
I break and bind every assignment of the devil against me.
首先我要断开所有一切来抵挡我的邪灵。
I forbid all operations of evil spirits against me.
禁止所有一切来抵挡攻击我的邪灵。
I call forth into my day.
然后我要来呼召我的这一天要出来。
Everything God has planned for me.
因为神对我的每一天都有计划。
I command it to come into being.
我要命令这一天要来完全要成。
Day into divine order.
我命令这一天要进入到神的次序里。
I call my day to come into divine order.
我命令这一天要进入到神的次序里。
The blessings God has appointed to me, I call them into being.
然后现在神所为我预备的祝福都要出现在这一天。
Divine appointments, I call them into being.
我要命令这一切的祝福要临到。
I call favor over my life.
那我也这个命令所有的恩宠要临到我。
Because I am blessed of the Lord.
因为我知道神要祝福我。
So you notice how your prayer life begins to change.
所以你就会发现你的祷告开始改变。
Instead of operating out of, well, I'm weak and powerless and I'm hoping things will work out,
而不是落入那种可怜兮兮、苦苦哀求的基督徒的生命。
We begin to speak and act as one with authority.
你开始知道你是一个有权柄的人，然后你会运用出来。
That was how Jesus operated.
那这就是耶稣他活的一个生命。
He operated as one with authority.
他不断地去彰显出属灵的权柄。
So notice that there seems to be a pattern in this.
所以我们就从这边看到一个模式。
Firstly, revelation.
首先是要有启示。
We are aligned with God and in tune with His Spirit.
然后我们要不断地对准神的声音和圣灵。
We speak out words.
我们要说出他的话。
To sicknesses, to demons.
对疾病、对邪灵说话。
To our circumstances.
对我们的环境说话。
To the spiritual atmosphere.
对整个灵界来说话。
And we begin to command them to respond to God's order.
然后开始命令这一切要对神的次序有所回应。
We are acting as God's voice on the earth.
然后我们就仿佛是神的代言人在 这地上说话。
Angels will respond.
天使们都要回应。
Demons will respond.
邪灵也会回应。
Circumstances will respond.
整个环境也会回应。
Everything around us begins to change.
我们身边所有的一切都开始改变。
Sometimes these things are immediate.
有些很是马上会发生。
And sometimes it's in the process of sowing, and then we start to reap the result.
那有一些就会像撒种一样，它需要一些时间和过程，最后你就会看到结果。
In the classroom, I sowed for some months.
就像我之前所举的例子，我在教我为我的学生来祷告。
Experience a result.
花了好几个月，最后才看到结果。
But I've gone into other situations.
但是在别的一个状况里。
And the moment we spoke.
当我一说话
there was an immediate change.
马上就有改变。
I remember one time I was asked to take a funeral for a lady who had committed suicide.
那我记得有一次，我为一个，就是这个自杀的一个姐妹。
She was not a Christian.
她不是姐妹，不是信徒。
And the service was in a crematorium.
那我为她，就有人要求我邀请我去为她主持安息礼拜。
It's a very tragic situation.
那整个状况我后来才知道说是非常
so I took a couple of people with me,
让人难过的。那我就带着几个人跟我去。
And I said, we need to go into the crematorium.
那我就跟我一起去同工。
And we need to pray before we have the service.
就是说我们到了那一个殡仪馆之前，我们到了那边要先来祷告。
So we went into the crematorium.
所以我们到了这个殡仪馆。
And there was a great despondency there.
我们就看到一个就是非常沉滞，非常
There was a heaviness and a sadness.
就非常沉重，非常这个停。
And I began to just pray in the tongues, and the friends with me began to pray in tongues.
和我去的朋友跟我们就开始一起来方言祷告。
And as I was praying in the spirit,
那当我开始在灵里祷告
I was very conscious of the atmosphere around me.
那我也特别的留意整个身边的一个灵界的状况。
It was difficult praying.
我就发现很难祷告。
It was like a heaviness there.
就好像有一种沉重的。
And an apprehension about the service coming up.
然后整个状况好像没有办法让这个安息礼拜顺利进行。
Suddenly, I knew what to do.
那突然之间，我知道我该怎么做。
I just spoke a strong command.
我开始很强烈的发出命令。
Spirits of death, spirits of grief, I command you, go from this room.
我就开始说，这个死亡的灵，这个消沉的灵，我命令你要出去。
I release the presence of God.
那我就释放神的同在。
And immediately the atmosphere shifted.
那立刻我就感受到整个。气氛开始改变。
The atmosphere which had been full of heaviness and oppression changed.
那本来是非常沉重的一个氛围。
The presence of God came into the place.
它开始改变，神的同在临到。
It was such a rapid shift and transition.
我们马上看到一个瞬间的改变。
The people with me were shocked.
啊，我旁边的人也很惊讶。
We held that funeral service.
我们就顺利的开始做安息礼拜。
And there was the most amazing peace and presence of God in the place.
我们就看到一个很让人惊奇的一种平安临到整个会场。
And many people came to know Jesus Christ.
也就在那一天很多人信主得救。
Wow, what we can do when God is with us.
所以想想，当神与我们同在，我们可以做很多的事情。
Listen, wherever you are right now.
所以现在不管你在哪里。
If you have a sickness in your body.
如果你生病了。
I want you to lay hands on that part right now.
现在就请你为自己生病的部位按手。
If you are troubled by a spirit in your life.
或者你自己遇到一些邪灵的折磨。
I want you just to lift your hands to the Lord and surrender right now.
那这个时候你就向主来举起你的手。
I want to pray for you.
我要为你们来祷告。
So close your eyes right now.
现在就请你们闭上眼睛。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我奉耶稣基督的名。
I take authority over every tormenting evil spirit.
我现在要命令所有这一切折磨的邪灵。
I command you go in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣的名命令你们出去。
Spirits of idolatry, witchcraft, death, tormenting spirits.
所有一切拜偶像的灵，这一切的邪灵都要出去。
I command you to go.
我命令你们出去。
Spirits of sickness, spirits of infirmity.
疾病的灵，残弱的灵。
I command you go.
我命令你们出去。
I command healing.
我要释放医治。
Healing into skin conditions.
还有这个皮肤病要医治。
I command healing from cancer.
还有癌症要得医治。
I command cancers to go.
癌症要出去。
I command legs to be healed.
腿要得到医治。
I command eyes to be opened.
眼睛要被打开。
I speak to the deaf ears.
还有聋子要听见。
Be opened in Jesus' name.
你要听见，被奉耶稣的名。
Now, Lord, I thank you for your miracles.
主，我感谢你所行的这一切的神迹。
I release blessing and peace into these households.
我要向他们的家释放你的平安和祝福。
In Jesus' mighty name.
奉耶稣大能的名祷告。
God bless you.
愿神赐福大家。
Join us for more.
鼓励大家回来再继续收看。
As we share about spiritual authority.
我们要继续的分享属灵权柄。